big development today. The Fed's calling on states to pause in the use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Officials say they are making this move out of what they call an abundance of caution. They're investigating blood clots in six women who got the J&J vaccine.
Joining us live this morning, Dr. Michael Hurt with the Center for Integrative Medicine in Tarzana. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I want to start with, I think, what's most important for a lot of people who just got the vaccine, because they're saying to themselves, well, okay, what do I do? How do I know if I got blood clots? What do I look for? And you're one of those people that they're going to call. So just kind of talk to those people right now. If they got the vaccine, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, within the last couple of weeks, what should they be on alert for? What should they do?
Well, yeah, this is a very important question, because people are going to be wondering what kinds of things to look out for. And first, remember not to panic, that this is an extremely rare condition that's occurred after the injection of millions of patients with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. We've seen similar kinds of reports right from the AstraZeneca rollout in Europe, where 34 million Europeans received that vaccine. 222 experienced blood clots within 14 days of receiving that vaccine, mostly in women under the age of 60. We're seeing not quite those numbers, because we haven't given out that many Johnson & Johnson vaccines, but we're seeing that kind of blood clotting condition in very rare cases here in America. And what happens is that when you get blood clots, of course, you can then have a lack of blood flow, which can cause people to have specific symptoms, which include, in this case, severe headaches, severe brain fog, visual disturbances, blurred vision, numbness, tingling in arms and legs, abdominal pain, leg pain, shortness of breath. If you experience any of those symptoms and you've had a vaccine within the last 2 weeks, you're a woman under the age of 60, these are where these conditions are most likely occurring, you need to speak to your doctor, because a blood test and a brain scan can determine whether or not you have one of these very rare conditions.
All right, so that's the situation that we're dealing with right now. But here's sort of the longer issue that we're facing, and that is just people who are now saying to themselves, maybe they were on the fence as to whether to get this or not, to get vaccinated. They're going to say, that's it. I'm done. I'm not going to do this. Plus the fact, if J&J is pressure on the other vaccines that are widely used, Moderna and Pfizer. So what are we going to do to make sure people continue to understand how important the vaccine is?
Well, I think in part by explaining the differences between vaccines. The AstraZeneca and the Johnson & Johnson vaccines are what we call viral vector vaccines. That is, they use a cold virus, in the case of Johnson & Johnson, genetically alter it to put the DNA of COVID inside of it, which then gets transcribed into mRNA, and then into spike protein. That sort of secret sauce, by using a virus and then the mRNA, seems in some very rare cases to trigger this viral reaction in younger women mostly, which is very different than the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, which directly inject the mRNA that codes for the spike protein directly into cells. And that difference is important because it doesn't trigger the same viral reaction that may be causing women's blood to clot inside their veins in a way that is not expected. So with all of the hundreds of millions of doses that have been given of Pfizer and Moderna around the world, we have not seen this particular problem at all. And so I think it's important for people to know, especially the vulnerable, that the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines remain safe. There's been no complications such as this, and that vaccination protocol can move forward and should.
But just getting back to the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and the FDA said it will be a matter of days that they'll kind of be looking into this. It's six cases out of 7 million shots given. Are there any vaccines that are perfect? I mean, keeping this in perspective, because sometimes when you hear it on the news, you see it on the news, you see it on social media, it seems enormous, but it's six cases out of 7 million. So again, are any vaccines perfect?
No, there are no vaccines that are perfect. You're exactly right. There is risk associated with every medical procedure. Everything that I do in my office, and I've treated hundreds of COVID patients. I treat, you know, many patients, you know, from 16 to our oldest patient, 102. There's not a prescription drug, not even aspirin or Tylenol, that doesn't come with a long list of potential side effects. Most people generally do well with medical procedures, medical drugs, but you know, as you say, there are risks associated with it. You have to weigh that against what is the risk of my getting COVID. And for many people who are vulnerable, people who are older, people who are overweight, people have other medical problems, this small risk is outweighed by the benefit of taking a vaccine that can protect them from a very real and present danger, which is the COVID-19 infection itself.
And by the way, doctor, just to wrap this up, it is not absolutely confirmed, is it yet, that this is directly related to having gotten the vaccine. It could be simply coincidental.
Yes, it certainly could be coincidental. But given the relationship of the viral vector vaccine to the blood clotting process, the AstraZeneca issues, I think we're going to find that there is a link. But as you said, it's very rare. It's uncommon. We're going to define very carefully who is at risk. And then I think these vaccines move forward, but they do so with caveats, restrictions, and we're going to be giving it to people who do not share the same clinical manifestations and characteristics of these six unfortunate victims.
All right, Dr. Michael Hirth there with the Center for Integrative Medicine in Tarzana with us this morning as we continue to follow the story and much more throughout the day.